The letter I. Imitative magic. Imitative magic had its official origins in ancient times among primitive cultures. It's still practiced throughout the world today and most commonly associated with Wicca, witchcraft, many Native American and African tribes, and the Australian Aborigines. The theory behind imitative magic is as uncomplicated as it gets. The magician or practitioner simply acts out the result they're hoping to affect, often but not necessarily in the course of a ceremonial ritual. To bring rain to a drought-stricken land, for example, a native chieftain, to beat the drums that will attract the gods and goddesses of the earth, might pour an urn of water into the center of a circle. To ensure a successful hunt, tribal warriors, some wearing heads of wild animals, might act out the hunt in front of the entire tribe, with the hunters ultimately slaying the animals and bringing them back to the tribe for food. To encourage the growth of crops, witches for centuries have ridden broomsticks, which they use to sweep away evil forces, through newly planted fields, jumping as high as they can to give the crops an image of what it is they're supposed to do. If you've ever wondered where the myth of witches flying on broomsticks came from, now you know. All of which makes imitative magic sound quaint and possibly oh so uncivilized, until you stop to think of the number of ways we've worked imitative magic into our civilized society as well. And frankly, good for us. As you heard in the section on ghouls, for example, the annual giddiness of dressing up as monsters, vampires, and other scary creatures for Halloween is a form of imitative magic. Hanging lights on Christmas trees and keeping holiday candles lit throughout the house originate from the imitative magic of bringing back the warmth of the sun to drive away the cold winter. And a lesson my grandma Ada drilled into me when I was a child that I will thank her for eternally, and that's an actual motto in an organization or two I can think of, can be summed up by the words, act as if. Like so many families during the Depression, mine was hit very hard, and my father suddenly went from comfortable to struggling. I was too young to understand fully what poor was about, except that it wasn't good. Grandma Ada wouldn't put up for 1 minute with my behaving like a child who was needy or in any way deprived. Act as if you have everything you could possibly want, she told me. Act as if everything's fine, and just you watch, sooner or later it will be. Denial? Absolutely not. She wasn't telling me everything was fine, which would have been a lie. She was telling me to act as if it were. And that was a classic, brilliant use of imitative magic that I still use and endorse to this day. You can ask my staff and my close friends. When one husband drove me into bankruptcy and the next one left me for someone else, and I'm still trying to unravel the chaos he left in his wake, unless I was behind closed doors and could break down in private, I acted as if I had the world by the tail. Have I mentioned often enough that I'm not the least bit psychic about myself? The point is, before we snicker too hard or sneer with too much sophisticated superiority at these pagans with their bizarre rituals like whatever that imitative magic nonsense is, we might want to take a look around and see where it might come in handy in our own lives. Because take it from me, it happens to work. I don't have to act as if anymore. I really have never been happier.